Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now, we're talking about all this week, love, the secret to success, or you could say love, the gateway to success. And we've talked about it, but we're talking about the love of God, the God kind of love. And we could say this, love, real love, is to live and walk in love, is to live a fear-free,
yes,
failure-free life. Because perfected love casteth out fear, and love never fails, according to the great love chapter, which is the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And when you look at that, of course, our golden text is John 3:16, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten, yes, Son. Love gives.
Yes.
Now,
Esther.
From the Classic Amplified, love endures long and is kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, does not insist on its own way, for it is not self-seeking, it is not touchy, nor fretful, or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out, or comes to an end. Now, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts,
yes, sir,
by the Holy Spirit. So we could say, I endure long, I'm kind, I'm never envious nor boil over with jealousy, I'm not boastful or vainglorious, I do not display myself haughtily, I'm not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride, I'm not rude or unmannerly. What I'm saying is, I have the right to say that because,
yes,
the Apostle John called himself the disciple that Jesus loved.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, and he said that all the time.
That was his thing.
He's the one disciple they couldn't kill.
That's right. Oh.
Lived out his life. He's the one disciple that Jesus turned his mother over to.
Yes, sir.
He took care of her. Now you know why the Apostle Paul had to write to Timothy and say, don't let anybody despise your youth.
They were sitting in his church.
Yes.
Imagine.
The Apostle John and the mother of Jesus are in his church. And he, in his eyes, I'm just a kid. What am I doing here? No, no. And he wrote him two letters.
Yeah, he says, preach the word.
Yeah, preach the word. You just keep preaching the word. In season and out, you just keep preaching the word. You just keep loving the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be in your church. That would be
I know a little bit about that. I've spoken before when Brother Hagin was sitting right there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And when you were sitting right there.
Now, Kenneth Hagin, I preached at Sheridan Assembly the first time. This was the first large church that I had preached in. And so I went over there early that day. What, it seated something like 800 or 900 people. And I went over there that day early, laid hands on all of the chairs, and I knew Brother Hagin's going to be there.
Yeah.
I just did the best I could. You know? And the anointing was so powerful.
Mm. Praise God.
And that evening, it was so powerful, and I prayed for the sick and so forth. It kind of settled down in my legs, and I walked out, and because someone came to help me, and I got out of my head. My car was in the alley out back behind the church. Well, it wasn't an alley, but it was behind the church. And whoever it was opened the door for me, and I got in and sat down, and then came in and sat down, and sat there and did this. Are you okay? I turned around and looked, and it's Brother Hagin. And I thought, well, I must not have blown it as bad as I thought I did. And the things that Oral Roberts would say to me. My. Meet the needs of the people.
Yes.
You're not writing that partner letter to get your needs met. You're writing that partner letter to get their needs met. You meet the needs of the people. I preached a bit of this on the Navajo Reservation just a few days ago. And my spiritual son, Elson Bennett, when the first time Jerry Savelle and I preached out there, he wasn't but 7 years old. And I was talking about how do you love your enemies even in combat? And he, I wish I had my phone on, I'd read it to you, but and maybe later on in the week. One of the Navajo code talkers, are you familiar with who they were? He said, a warrior without war, without love is a dishonorable warrior. He was in combat.
Oh, yeah.
Serious combat. But a warrior without love. And we know some things about that. But how are we on time, Carol? Now, God's love is eternal. Yes. Let's go over there to 1 John. I mentioned that. Let's go over there. Now remember now, this is the Apostle John writing letters. And this is the first one. Now, come over. Now, when you start out, he said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. We. Mm-hmm. He said, we do. I was there. I was there. So now you come to the fourth chapter, and I know this is in your notes, but I want to touch it here, and then you can elaborate on it later. In this first chapter, this is the first time that we know that God is love. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. Now, come down here. He's talking about we, the things that He knew. Mm-hmm. He knew these things because He heard Jesus teach Him. Jesus is the one that taught Him.
Right.
And there He was, Peter, James, and John. I mean, the big three. So, now you come down. Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we, he's talking about himself and the others that were there. Mm-hmm. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfected or developed love, mature love, casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not developed in love. Mm. There you have it.
There it is.
He that fears is not developed in love. And fear can make a very selfish person out of you.
That is the whole 2020 right there.
Yeah.
The whole COVID thing. The Lord allowed us to see who was developed in love and who's not. There were people that never feared that.
That's right. There are those that never did shut their churches down and violated the law when they didn't do it.
Right.
They wouldn't do it.
Right.
They weren't afraid.
I love verse 19 of 1 John 4. We love Him because He first loved us.
Now, I saw that in your notes.
My love will fail Him. I don't want it to. But it always had. But when I get the realization that He first loved me and I'm able to even love because of His love in me, then that's the strength of me being able to love Him.
Yes.
I can't do it any other direction.
And now look what He said. Now, the love apostle wrote this.
Yes.
And Jesus taught it to him. There is no fear in love. Of course not. There is no fear in God.
No.
There is no fear in God. But perfect or mature love casts out fear. Why? Because fear has torment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know who the tormentor is. We know who the spirit of fear is.
Right.
If that cup did not have a handle on it, and it's hot, I would have difficulty handling it. The fear is the handle that the spirit of fear takes and torments with.
Mm.
The fear is the handle on the pot. And once the fear is there, and the fear takes precedent over the Word, takes precedent over what you know the Word says, and you're not doing anything about it, and your words begin to see it and show it. I'll tell you what. I mean, people are dying from this thing. Well, there's more people getting healed of it than there are dying.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
It's got a 99%
right.
Recovery rate.
Right.
So
see, Paul got to a place where death had lost its sting. He wasn't afraid of it anymore.
Oh, yeah. He said, where's your sting?
Yeah. See, I was tormented, Brother Copeland, trying to be perfect. And that's not what he was looking for. He was looking for me to receive his perfect love.
Yes, praise God.
Then that will begin to transform me. It's not about Greg being perfect for him. I ran myself in circles for too long trying to be perfect for God when that's not what he called me to be. He called me to receive perfect love, his perfection.
And the fact that he loves you.
Yes.
He just loves you.
The fear doesn't exist in that realm.
The Greek word, the Greek language having two forms of love, but agape is the God kind of love. And in the book of Colossians, let's look at that.
Okay.
And I remember when this hit me with such an impact, such force, this little small book of Colossians.
It's wonderful.
Oh.
It's wonderful.
Oh. It's just amazing that uh, Ninth verse, for this cause also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work. And all of my partners know that that's on the bottom of that part, that I pray this for my partners. Being fruitful and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, yes, which has made us able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Look it up. Into the kingdom of the Son of His agape. Mm. This is the agape kingdom.
Right.
This is a love kingdom.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's in us.
It was in us.
In you the moment you were born again.
The kingdom of God is in here. But you have to yield to the love for it to produce what it's supposed to produce. And if you keep your eyes on the wrong things all the time.
That's why you can't keep your eyes on the things of this world and loving them.
That's right.
The Pharisees were standing right in front of love personified and couldn't see it because they had a warped sense of God, of who He really was.
Greg, I did that with airplanes. And I used to think about it, man, what in the world would I do if I can't pass my physical? I went, what will I do? I have to fly. I just have to fly. But then I realized what had happened to me. And I just got on my knees and just dumped it. I said, I'm through with it. I don't need that. It's not my God. You're my God. And I just lay it on your altar. Here it is. Hmm. And he didn't say anything. And so I thought, well, that's over. That's just done. And that's good. And it went for a while. Hmm. And then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, now, I'm going to give you back your flying under certain conditions.
Amen.
And some of them were so simple that, really?
Praise.
And he said, your cockpit looks like a pig pen. Don't sling charts all over the thing. Get something to fold and put your charts in. Clean it up. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. And I started cleaning things up. And he said, I don't care if it's the shortest trip, if you're only repositioning the airplane, you plan the trip. You plan it. You do due diligence over this. It's business to you. Hmm. And with those things, I accepted it. And just about became a clean freak when it came to my cockpit.
Amen.
Because I put everything in order, and I thought, this looks so much nicer than the way it used to look in here.
Well, how does He do things? The Spirit. Decently.
Decently and in order.
And that's all He's trying to get, that atmosphere. Because John said it. We touched Him. We know what He was like. We know what love sounded like.
Oh, yes.
Can I read you that 1 John 4, 18 and 19, Amplified?
Yes.
Listen to this. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist.
Isn't that wonderful?
But perfect, complete, full-grown love drives out fear, because fear involves the expectation of divine punishment. So the one who is afraid of God's judgment is not perfected in love, has not grown into a sufficient understanding of God's love. We love because He first loved us.
Not afraid of God's judgment.
No.
That's huge.
He judged Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm in Christ.
And He's in you.
And He's in me. So therefore, I've been judged. Now, my job is to conform into that image.
Yes.
That's all my job is. That's easy. It was easy to clean up the cockpit. It's easy now to clean up these little areas to conform into that image of love so that other people around me can see him. Because I can say, I've handled him. I've seen him. I've touched him. I know what love is. My heart is grounded and rooted in the love of God, and I live with the expectation of his blessing.
And let me ask you something in the audience. Does Jesus have the flu?
No, of course not.
As he is, so are we in this world. Does he have a real sore back? No. As he is, so are we in this world. And it was the love of God that overwhelmed my disobedience that caused that disc to rupture. It literally exploded in my back. I did it because I just simply didn't obey what he told me. And he told me in love. He already knew all this was coming.
Right.
Afghanistan didn't catch him off guard.
No.
So now what do you have to do? Listen. You can't get into a place of being mad at those people or mad at the administration. Well, they made so many mistakes. Well, when's the last time you were president?
That office magnifies mistakes.
Oh, and the whole world knows about it.
Right.
So, now, I didn't vote for Mr. Biden, but he's still my president. And so now, of all times, I need to be praying for him. I mean, he didn't have a tiger by the tail. He's got a full-grown lion by the tail. And there have been a lot of mistakes made. But they've been made. But now you have to love him. You have to love him and care for him and pray for him and think about him in love and wrap him in love thoughts and wrap him in faith thoughts and hold him up before the Lord. He's hurting. He doesn't know what to do. He has to listen to other people, and they don't know what to do either. Why? Because this has never been done before.
Right. I've been praying for his heart to be softened.
Oh.
And be established.
Good prayer.
For his heart to be softened and for his heart to be established. And now, those of you that just got mad at Brother Copeland for saying that he loves him and praying for him, you need to repent of that.
Yes.
We've got to come together.
Does Jesus love Joe Biden?
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does. He died for Joe Biden. He loves him. I love him. And we're out of time. But we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Jeremy, help us here, son.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. I want you to say this right now after me. Say this: there is no fear in love. To walk in God's love is to live a life free from fear. Now, how can you do that? Because God's love is in you. Because God's love lives big in you. And when you operate in God's love, it opens the door to your success.
There is no fear in love, but full-grown love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. God created you to continually live in His love and receive all the benefits that come with it. Learn to live by love with the Power of Love package. You'll get the Power of Love CD and Love Confession CD and booklet by Kenneth Copeland, along with Love, the Secret to Your Success, a mini book by Gloria Copeland. With love, you cannot fail. It expels sickness, lack, and anything else that's a part of the curse. All other spiritual forces derive their actions from love. Faith, forgiveness, the gifts of the Spirit all begin with love. Activate its power as you plant God's Word in your heart and speak it out by faith. You'll begin to see God control your circumstances through you instead of your circumstances controlling you. Answer every doubt, symptom, and situation with God's Word. Enter into the peace and victory His love provides. Request the Power of Love package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Discover how to overcome any obstacle in your life through the power of love. Plant God's words of love deep in your heart. Speak words of love with your mouth and see miracles show up in your life. Order online at kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. This offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
God said in His Word that perfect love or mature love casts out fear. That means it drives it out. That means love gets rid of all fear. Now, there is a way to live without fear, and that starts by getting to know the one who defeated it. That means making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life. I know many people watching this broadcast, you're born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. But if there's anybody watching today and Jesus is not the Lord of your life, then today is the day of your salvation. Today is the day you meet love Himself. I want you to say this, pray this right now out loud after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive forgiveness, cleansing. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Take my life. Do something with it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. That means this is the first day of the rest of your life, and everything that Jesus paid for you to have is now yours. And anything that He has redeemed you from is no longer a part of who you are. That's not your identity anymore. And to help you live out this new life in Christ Jesus, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together some free resources that are here just to help you begin to understand more about who you are right now in Jesus, who He is in you. We call this the Salvation Package. In this package, we're going to include a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And along with this book, you're going to find a couple of little brochures that are just here to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible. To get a hold of this free salvation package, just order it today on kcm.org. And the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Advent calendar starts today, December 1st, goes through Christmas Day, December 25th, and each day features a special gift and downloads, and all of it is designed to put your faith in the gift that God gave us at Christmas, and that gift is Jesus. He's the gift that just keeps giving. Amen. For all the information, just go to kcm.org/Advent. And then be sure to join us again on the broadcast tomorrow. Brother Copeland will be back. Professor Greg Stevens will be here. And you're going to learn about God's commandment to love one another even as He has loved you. That's the key. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/newlife. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.